Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is Day 12, Messiah's Righteousness and Justice, Isaiah 11, 3-5. Welcome to Thursday, the second week of Advent. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for a good God, a righteous and just and upright God that we serve. We love you. Help us to be like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we continue with Isaiah's wonderful prophecy of the Messiah. This part concerns righteousness and justice for the poor, a subject we looked at on day 7. I'm reading Isaiah 11, 3-5. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. Near Eastern kings were not just absolute monarchs in charge of the executive branch of government. They were also the court of last resort for the judicial function of government. Even today, the princes of Saudi Arabia and the Kingdom of Jordan listen to disputes and problems of their citizens, much as David and Solomon did 3 millennia ago. The Messiah will be the ultimate judge, but without the limitations of a human monarch. Verse 3b, he will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. Too often our courts favor the wealthy, powerful, and sophisticated, and their high-powered attorneys. The poor get a court-appointed attorney, if that, and may be seen as losers by the judge when they stand in court. But Christ cares about justice for the weak and powerless, whether or not they dress well or can speak eloquently before the court. Our God listens to the weakest. Righteous human judges, at their best, make their judgments based on testimony and evidence presented. But this judge has knowledge of the heart and motives. In many parts of the world, the Christmas season prompts a special outreach to the poor with food for families and gifts for children. That is in keeping with the concerns of the Messiah for the needy and the poor of the earth. Again and again, the law and the prophets declare Yahweh's concern for the marginalized of our society. Here is just a sample of a theme that runs through Scripture. Leviticus 19:10, do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. Leviticus 23:22, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and the alien. Leviticus 25:35. If one of your countrymen becomes poor and is unable to support himself among you, help him as you would an alien or temporary resident, so he can continue to live among you. Deuteronomy 14:28-29. At the end of every 3 years, bring all the tithes of that year's produce and store it in your towns, so that the Levites and the aliens, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns may come and eat and be satisfied. Psalm 72:12-14. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Psalm 82:3. Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Proverbs 19:17, he who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. Proverbs 31:8, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Isaiah 58:6 through 7. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Justice and provision for the poor is a high priority for both the Father and the Son. Finally, the prophet speaks in poetic terms about the moral authority of the Messiah when he speaks and renders judgment. The wicked should fear when he pronounces sentence, verses 4 to 5. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. Those of us who have the privilege of living in a democracy are blessed, relatively. But power, even in a democracy, tends to corrupt. I'm thinking of legislators who vote for what will get them reelected rather than what is right and good for the body politic. It takes special courage to be righteous in a corrupt society. But God looks down and is pleased. When Messiah comes, he will hold accountable those rulers who favored their own personal interest over doing what is good for the whole, especially the disadvantaged of society. Messiah Jesus sets the standard by which we will be judged. Righteousness and faithfulness clothe him. Let them be our garb as well. Discussion question 12, based on Isaiah 11:3-5. Why do you think God has a special place in his heart for the poor and disadvantaged? Who are the unloved, overlooked, and looked down upon in your city? What are you doing to demonstrate Messiah's love and justice to them? Let's pray. Father, so often we overlook the poor and weak. We sometimes look down on those of other races and cultures, even the aliens who have immigrated to our country. We repent, forgive us. Place your heart of love, intense love, within us, that we might be recognized by Messiah on that day when he judges the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.